Tomorrow night, Chattanooga Legends of Soul presents A Tribute to the Queen, Aretha Franklin. The journey through Franklin's musical legacy starts at 6 p.m. at Chattanooga Theater Center. Jasmine Lichet with Chattanooga Legends of Soul stopped by Scenic Roots. Jasmine, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me, Ray.
So tell us more about A Tribute to the Queen.
Aretha Franklin, the Queen of Soul. We are so honored to pay homage to her here in Chattanooga. We have a desire to bring a Hollywood-style tribute to the Chattanooga area, where we have an 8-piece band. We have 3 lead singers and 3 background singers, a spoken word artist, a visual artist, and a gospel choir to cover all of her genres of music.
You are with Legends of Soul Chattanooga.
I am indeed. Legends of Soul Chattanooga is a brand spanking new group that is here to provide great music and great art celebrating soul legends of all times annually is what we hope to do to provide these concerts.
What inspired you to do this?
First, Aretha Franklin. She's my favorite artist after my mom. Hi, Mom. I love Aretha Franklin, from her power to her amazing range, her amazing vocal range, her civil rights activism. I'm in love with her gospel music. My dad is also a pastor, and so I've grown up singing in church as she did. When she passed in 2018, I had a strong desire to have a tribute for her. And so now it's finally coming to fruition.
And this emphasis on Legends of Soul, the need to keep telling that history beyond living history, just grows that much stronger.
I agree wholeheartedly. Aretha had a unique life, having a child at an early age. Some people don't know this piece of her life. And she started her secular music career in 1960, but she didn't get acclaim until 66. Yet by 1970, she was already known as the Queen of Soul. So she certainly had her ups and downs, but an amazing legacy that she's left for us. And it's our pleasure to talk about that.
It has been said that she passed through here around 1960.
Ooh, I wonder if she was visiting my mom. My mom swears she's her cousin.
A lot more questions and answers out there from what I've heard, being a more recent arrival to Chattanooga, but people keep talking about it.
Yeah, I wish I could have been a fly on the wall for that.
How important is this to keep telling her story and the stories of other legends from the soul era of more than a half century ago here in Chattanooga, as Chattanooga is growing and changing and still recognizes a need to remember its links to that past?
Mm-hmm. One thing I love that I see happening in Chattanooga is our music scene and its growth and its diversity. And soul was such a big part of our history, and paying homage to Gladys Knight and Aretha Franklin and Marvin Gaye, people like that who have given us hits that we know and love, and also have had struggles and successes that we can learn from, some of us see ourselves in, I think is hugely important. It can teach people music history. It can influence new musicians and singers to add unique things to their sound, maybe that they were influenced by. And yes, there's just so much richness there.
Where do you hear that in today's music?
Ooh, where do I hear things like Aretha and our soul? That's a weighty question. Every now and then I hear it in people like Fantasia Barrino. There's an artist named Her. And occasionally, like, I love local music, and so occasionally there's open mics at, like, Songbirds, where you can get some blues and jazz at Barking Legs Theater. So I do enjoy hearing some of those old influences here locally.
What's something that you learned about Aretha Franklin as you got this idea for Legends of Soul Chattanooga and A Tribute to the Queen that surprised you?
The whole reason I began this initiative was because I was floored by her sound. I had never heard it before until about 2012 or 2013. I knew some songs like Respect and Chain of Fools, but I didn't know some of the songs that are not played as much now, right? And I was casted to play Aretha Franklin in a theater play in Sarasota, Florida when I lived there. And I could not continue because I struck ill. I'm a heart transplant recipient. But before I became ill, I got to hear songs like Angel and You're All I Need to Get By. And I was blown away. I was like, this woman is way ahead of her time, or was way ahead of her time. And I just kept listening. I think I listened to everything in the vault. I now own vinyl records, and everything about her vocally, from the evolution, the time she started until she passed, listening to her sound changes, listening to her music evolution, all of that just made me want to have a concert in her honor. And I know that Chattanooga has amazing singers and amazing musicians, and I am glad that they have come on board to be a part of this with me.
How does she inspire you?
She makes me want to move forward and try where fear wants to tell me, don't do this. I know you love Aretha, but does that really mean that you can hold an event in her honor? And I know that you can sing, but does that really mean you are good enough to sing some of her songs? She inspires me to do it anyway. She also inspires me relative to advocacy. I'm a member of the NAACP here in Chattanooga. Outside of even the NAACP, I do use my funds and my time to help maybe the less fortunate and the less heard. So those are my inspirations from Aretha, or as I affectionately call her, Riri.
Quite a few people have done over the years.
Uh-huh.
And where can people go online for more information?
Please visit tributetothequeen.eventbrite.com, or on Facebook, you can type in Tribute to the Queen.
All right. Jasmine, thanks so much.
Thank you.